Recorded live in beautiful Voling, Canton Aargau, Switzerland, in the foothills of the Alps, is a new feature of SkipHealy.com called Covering My Tracks. Over the years, I've been very thankful and fortunate in that quite a few of you out there seem to like the recordings that I do, so this is kind of going to be a little look behind the scenes of some of the tracks, what went on in making them, what was the idea behind them, things like that. Hope you find it interesting. We're going to start off with one of my more popular tracks on one of my more popular recordings. Comes from the first major effort I made jumping into the commercial Irish music scene, record, and cassettes also at the time. The recording was called Empty Pockets, and we're going to take a look at the first track on Empty Pockets, which is a pairing of two jigs called Swallowtail and 50 Cents. Now, what I wanted to do in general on Empty Pockets, and actually Empty Pockets wasn't even the working name of the record. First, it was going to be called Midnight Air, after a tune that I wrote that appears later on the album. But people wiser than I in the recording industry thought, Empty Pockets, hey, what a catchy name. We'll go with that, kid. So we went with Empty Pockets. Not that I'm complaining. I grew up as a fife player, so I had all of these American fife tunes of Celtic influence rattling around in my brain, and these two tunes are pretty representative of that. The first, Swallowtail, is really popular with basically all of the New England ancient-style fife and drum corps, and is also very popular on the contradance scene throughout New England. Tune you also hear throughout the trad world, so it's a very, very well-traveled, very well-played, well-known tune. The second, 50 Cents, is really largely held within the New England fife and drum corps traditions. I haven't heard it a lot outside of that area, but has the right kind of sound to it. So I decided to combine those two, one well-known pretty Celtic tune and one well-known American tune. And my idea behind them was, since they, to me, were fife tunes, I wanted to play them on the flute. While the fife, American fife style, is very tongue articulated, playing in the second and third octave, which is the way I learned these tunes. Of course, the Irish or Celtic flute style is much more in the first and second octave of the flute, broken up with finger and breathing. So just the technique of playing the tunes was very different. The instrument was very different for me. But I wanted to kind of keep the martial feel, the military music feel that I grew up playing. So I thought of a couple of friends of mine. I wanted to go outside of the Connecticut Valley style, American rudimental style of playing on this particular track, these being, a fairly Celtic-based tune to start with. So I wanted to use Scottish drumming instead. At the time, I was hanging out with a great group of guys from Toronto, Canada, Scarberia, as they call their their region, Scarborough. Great band called Rare Air. And these guys, we all were kind of on the same groove at the time of taking traditional tunes and really, really learning how to play them traditionally and then not doing that. So I asked Trevor if he would come down, Trevor Ferrier, who's just an absolute world-class percussionist. At the time, he had won, I believe, three consecutive Scottish solo world championships. The only other person to do that, at this time, I don't know since, but was his teacher, John Kerr. The difference between the two, John Kerr did it three times in 5 years, Trevor did it 3 years consecutively. And he's also a fantastic student of Indian music, all kinds of percussion, world percussion. Marvelous, marvelous player. So then I thought, okay, well, there we go, moving it off the fife onto the flute, and we have the martial feel with Trevor playing the Scottish snare drum in the background. That's going to be a really nice mix. And then I thought, now what really different kind of sound can we bring into this? And that's where Dick Murai entered the scene. Dick is a phenomenal, really jazz-style guitarist who also played with Rare Air. Has his own really distinct way, especially at that time, of hearing the tunes. One of the real pioneers, in my opinion, of bringing really modern, so to speak, progressions into the traditional music. So I asked Dick if he would be interested in doing it. They both said yeah, and so there it was. I sent them a recording of the two tunes. I told them, they said, what do you want us to do? I just said, do your thing, man. We'll see what it sounds like. So then they hopped into the old van and decided to drive down from Toronto going through Niagara Falls. Niagara Falls, slowly I turn, for all you Stooge fans out there. Anyway, when they got to American immigration, they were told that they could not enter the country with their instruments, as they were registered as professional musicians in Canada, and they were going to enter the United States without work visas. So I got a calm yet panic-stricken call from Trevor saying, hey, Skip, hey, we're stuck up here at your customs, eh? They're not going to let us take the instruments, but we're coming. See ya. And so that launched me on the expedition to find instruments for these guys. And they had very, very specific instruments that they needed. At the time, Dick Murray was, and may still be, a huge fan of Ovation guitars. And at this time in the early 80s, Ovation was still relatively new on the scene. Round, I think, fiberglass back, the front with kind of some grape-leaf-looking acoustic holes cut in, great instruments. But there weren't a whole lot of those floating around. Enter the savior of the Empty Pockets recording, the unsung hero, Mr. Jeff Cusick. Very, very good friend of mine in Short Beach, Connecticut. Tremendous musician, actually somebody I'd done quite a few gigs with at that point. And Jeff, luckily, was also a player of Ovation guitars, which he was more than willing to lend Dick for the project. Jeff also was an ethnomusicology student at Wesleyan University and was into Greek music and all kinds of world music. So through him, I had also access to an Indian set of clay drums, three drums, and Dumbek, which come into play on a later session of Covering My Tracks. But so there we were. We had instruments all set for Dick and Trevor. They ended up coming down to the into the country, no problem. We got together. And my idea was, as I say, to move these tunes off the fife onto the flute, play them with a little bit of a New England style, having the drum corps-ish or martial music background of very straight and highly technical Scottish snare drumming, and then blending that together with the jazz chords. So that's the tunes, that's the players, that's the idea, and so let's give a listen to the talents of Mr. Dick Murray, Mr. Trevor Ferrier, yours truly, playing the Swallowtail Jig and 50 Cents from the recording Empty Pockets. Choose.